From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the much-anticipated summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could still take place as originally scheduled. The president canceled it on Thursday. The AP's Sagar Magani has the latest.
The president says Pyongyang's response to him canceling next month's summit is very good news, warm and productive, as he puts it, saying the North is still willing to sit down.
It could even be the 12th.
Which was the original summit date. The president says everybody plays games. The State Department calls them twists and turns. Here at the Pentagon,
that's a usual give and take, you know, of trying to put together big summits and stuff.
Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the talks are possibly good news, and he's staying out of it.
We'll all hope and pray the diplomats pull it off.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
North Korea said Friday it is willing to sit for denuclearization talks with the United States at any time, in any format. An explosion caused by a homemade bomb ripped through an Indian restaurant at a mall in the Toronto suburb of Mississauga. Canadian police say 15 people were killed. Police said Friday they are looking for two suspects who dropped the improvised explosive device in the restaurant on Thursday night. The suspects had their faces covered. Here's the latest from Peel Regional Police Chief Jennifer Evans.
There's no indication that this is a terrorist act, no indication that this is a hate crime. At this time, we haven't ruled anything out as we start our investigation.
Officials said three Indian Canadians suffered critical injuries and were taken to the hospital. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed an international investigation into the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 over East Ukraine in 2014. The Netherlands and Australia said Friday they are holding Russia legally responsible and will seek compensation for the rocket strike that took the plane down. VOA's Martin Seacrest has more.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Block also said that a possible next step would be presenting the case to an international court. The United Nations is urgently appealing for $280 million in life-saving aid for Ethiopia. It will help more than 1 million people over the next 6 months who have been displaced by conflict and drought. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, says emergency operations must be urgently scaled up, namely for the people in the border areas of Ethiopia's Oromia and Somali regions. The two communities have been engaged in a territorial dispute for the past year, involving competition over resources, including wells and grazing land. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says 2 years of back-to-back drought worsened living conditions and that those regions require immediate life-saving aid because they are in a state of crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Laerke says the most critical needs for those in the Oromia and Somali regions include emergency health and nutrition services. The World Health Organization has updated the number of Ebola cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo outbreak to 31. That's out of 52 probable cases. 22 people have died. The WHO says people diagnosed with Ebola must be kept isolated to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease. A third lava flow from Hawaii's active Kilauea volcano streamed into the Pacific Ocean Thursday as U.S. military helicopters were poised to evacuate a neighborhood if molten rock or surface cracks block the last escape route. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.